line. Thank you. Okay, so as far as I know, I can tell, we're missing Becky, we're missing dueling Oscars, and we're missing Patrick Hussein, so we should have pretty much everybody else.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Ziga here, how are you?
Hi, here.
Hello, Vika, and who else joined?
Antoine?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I think we can start. So, Gabby, if you can just make sure that we've got everybody listed.
Did Dottie join whilst I was away?
Yes, Dottie came while you were away, yeah.
Okay.
So I've got definitely not here Becky, the two Oscars and Patrick, but I'm not sure about anybody else.
Okay,
so, item one, confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from the council call. I'm assuming the minutes can be approved if everybody is comfortable. Good. That just leaves the action items, which were, Gabby, what?
That was basically two action items relating to the redraft of the program working group charter. First one to redraft it according to Leslie's suggestions, and secondly to send it out, which has been done. And the third was to draft the resolution thanking Demi Getchko and welcoming Michael Silber, and these resolutions were just
very last.
Yes, but they're sent out now and ready for approval.
Excellent. So we can, unless anybody has any issues, we can confirm the approval of the minutes and the actions. Okay, tick. Number two, terms of reference of the CCNSO review. Bart, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, just quickly. Maybe you've noticed the board committee dealing with the reviews has sent out a terms of reference document and posted it on the ICANN website. It is mainly focused on say the more the liaisons with other supporting organizations and advisory committees, the structure itself, because we have the IDN PDP running, and a part of the IDN PDP will be dealing with the structure, is a bit out of scope of the terms of reference for the evaluators. And we thought it might be worth to draw your attention to it, and we've scheduled a session on this topic in Sydney. Marco Lorenzo, the ICANN director coordinating all the reviews, and the board committee and former board members who will be in the, say, oversight committee for the review will be present in the during the session for questions and to give an update where they are. So that's why it was more an informational topic. Maybe there are some questions.
Okay. How many people? Who exactly is going to conduct the review?
Is it
a self review?
No. Maybe. You want to say, Chris?
It's an independent review, Dottie. It's the ICANN circus of constant reviews, and it's our turn. It goes out to tenor, doesn't it, Bart?
Yeah.
So Dottie put out a request for proposals or tender to independent organisations who are experienced in reviewing, and they award that to whoever, and then they come and do an independent review. I've had a couple of meetings or a couple of discussions with Marco to try and say, look, no problem, review whatever you like, but it would be completely pointless to spend a huge amount of time and effort reviewing the structure of the CCNSO in detail when we will be doing that in the PDP, because we're going to need to figure out how to deal with expanding the, or rather altering the membership to take account of the fact that you could have two different CCTLD managers in one territory. So for the reviewers to spend a huge amount of time and effort making recommendations about our structure is probably a bit of a waste of time, which is what Bart was talking about, saying that it's focused actually more on the other aspects of reviewing the CCNSO. So we don't know who's going to review it yet. Although there is a board committee that's in...
But we're not trying to do a self-review before them.
No, just be nice to them when they ask you questions.
and so you know, say what's out there is a draft of the terms of reference. So this is open for public comment until the 26th, I think.
But the steps are the draft comment, the final document, then it goes out to request for proposals or tender, whatever you want to call it. Then they get those, then they choose somebody, then it starts. And I think it's aimed to start in Seoul. Is that right, Bart?
Yeah, something I'll check. But it's something for Marco to explain.
Yeah. So when we meet in Sydney in a couple of weeks' time, God, is it that soon? One of the items on the agenda will be for Marco to come and tell us what's going on. Okay, Dottie?
Yes, thanks.
Can I ask Chris?
Yeah, sure.
Paulo's here. I wanted to know, is the NOMCOM tasked with selecting the reviewer?
No.
Sorry, if I understand you correctly,
does the NOMCOM decide who does the review? Is that what you're asking?
No, who selects the... How is the selection for the reviewers done?
Yes, that's done by the board, I think.
Yeah, they make
the
decision.
Or a board subcommittee, presumably, Bart.
Yeah, they make the decision.
I think Jean-Jacques is in charge of some kind of subcommittee, is that right?
Yeah.
And that subcommittee decides who... awards, if you like, the contract, because this is a paid job to review us.
Where
some of our money, well, some of our money goes. So it's decided by the board subcommittee, Palace.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Anyone else? Okay, well, we can have some riveting discussion about this in Sydney. It's on the agenda, isn't it, Gabby?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else on item two, let's move to item three, which is working group updates. The first one, 3-1, Gabby, is that for closure or?
No. This is the Keith Davidson working group.
Ah, that's the liaison.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. So that's GAC CCNSO liaison working group. Otherwise it gets...
Sorry.
That's all right. So there's nothing to report there since last time, except that there's going to be a meeting of... Keith's going to organise a meeting of the members of that working group, Cross GAC and CCNSO in Sydney, and Keith will be wandering around trying to persuade other people to join this working group. So if you see him with a clipboard in his hand and you don't want to join it, run away. But otherwise, what we're trying to do is to get two members from our side from each region, and try and persuade the GAC to do the same, although that's not proving very easy. The GAC is a little preoccupied at the moment with various other matters, liaising with us not being the top of their priority list. But that's it from that point of view.
I'll be busy for 1 hour.
Sorry? Okay, back chat. Anyone got any questions on that one? Excellent. The tech working group, Eberhard won't be in Sydney, but other members of the tech working group will be, and so I'm going to try and organise working group in Sydney, and phone Eberhard in and sit down and talk about its job, its charter, and how to. If you remember, we're trying to interweave at least some of the responsibilities of the IANA working group into the tech working group. Frankly, where the tech working group is right now, I think it needs to be reconstituted because several members are no longer available to be members. For example, Francisco Arias, not involved in .mx anymore. Olivier was on the working group and doesn't want to be there anymore, and so on. Slobodan was on the working group and has now gone off to the GAC. Whether he stays on the working group or not, I don't know. So I think we actually need, it's an ideal opportunity to redraft a charter for a technical working group and encompass the IANA work with that as well and repeople it. So that's the goal, for at least to start doing that in Sydney. A little hampered by the fact that Eberhard won't be there, but I'm sure he'll be happy to make himself available on the telephone. We do have an agenda for Tech Day, however, which is encouraging, and he's worked very hard to get that organised, even though he won't actually be there. So that's really good. Any questions? Cool. Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group. Who's going to talk to that one if Byron's not on the line?
Is it me?
Don't all rush forward, Liz.
I just knew that was coming.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to volunteer, but you didn't.
Well, I thought, you know, I'm always volunteering. Okay,
well,
yeah, we're planning...
Byron's too busy having a relaxing time in France. So.
That shouldn't be allowed. We're planning a session in Sydney that Patrick's going to facilitate for us, which I think it should be good. And in effect, it's the start-off session for the new strategic plan. And at the beginning or thereabouts, we're trying to organise a panel. And some of you on the call, I think, have already been asked to participate in that panel with the idea of starting the thinking and discussion process going. And then after the panel session, it will be opened up for wider input, hopefully, from everyone involved, everyone in attendance. The idea is to get participation. So I'd appreciate councillor support in trying to get discussion and dialogue and participation going.
That's actually at the members' meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's also a working group meeting on a Sunday, isn't there?
There is. That's separate from that.
Which I'm going to come to.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Okay. So
I think we have a slot on the members' meeting.
Yeah, you do.
Bart, you'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
No, absolutely you do.
Excellent.
Okay, so one of the things that... I'm not singling this particular one out as an example, but just to say, one of the things that we as councillors need to do is to try to ensure that the level of participation in the work that needs to be done, the working groups that exist, is increased and people actually participate. What you find is that. What I've found, anyway, is that something like the IDN working group, where there's an urgent desire and passion to get things done, will get people in the room and get people talking. But generally speaking, what is perceived, at least by most, to be admin stuff, and sadly for some reason strategy seems to have been put into that basket, doesn't get buy-in, and our job, apart from to actually be involved ourselves, is also to encourage others to get involved, and that means to some extent actually going out and saying to people individually, I would like you to be involved, and
yeah.
Getting them involved. So if we can try and do that with the SOP working group, as with others, that would be really good.
I think that's excellent input, Chris. I mean, just from first-hand experience today, I was talking with a registrar who probably, like some of us, is feeling somewhat flattened by the amount of consultations and documents coming out from ICANN at times. And I did point out to him that actually the community set the strategic priorities that then result in all of this work being done. And so we maybe need to be a bit clearer about setting priorities in the strat plan process. If we don't want a repeat of that situation, perhaps.
Yes, I agree with that. I also think we need to sit down and talk to people about this wonderful. I really appreciate this great news, sort of let's have our documents published at least 15 days before the meeting. But people need to understand that it's at least 15 days before the meeting, not 15 days before the meeting. It doesn't do any harm for the documents to be published a month before.
Yeah.
It seems like we all put a deadline in place and then everyone just works to that deadline. And I don't know about, I've had God knows how many emails in the last 5 days from ICANN. This has been published, that's been published. And it's all, now that's why it gets the impression there's a lot of work to do, at least, that it all comes so quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm fully in agreement.
How to deal with it. Anyway, so we'll have this meeting on the SOP stuff on Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday, isn't it, Gabby?
Yes. Tuesday afternoon.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and for your information, Doug Brent will participate as well.
He's still my beating heart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's 3-3. 3-4 is the Geographic Regions Working Group. Is there anyone who can update us on that?
Yeah, I could. It's the charter of the working group is up for board approval again at the Sydney meeting. In the meantime, the working group has been working on a topic issues paper and had a few calls. We're working on trying to publish it before the Sydney meeting, and there is a spot scheduled at the Sydney meeting as well. And so there is no direction yet where to go. This is just an inventory of all the stocktaking of all the issues of the different SOs and ACs with regard to the geographic regions. So it's building on the first report of the CCMZO working group on geographic regions.
Right. Right. So, should we expect to have an approved? Should we expect to have something approved
in Sydney?
In Sydney?
No. It's
what the board's not going to be able to approve it. Approve the
The charter hasn't been approved, and it will be approved. It's on the agenda for the board meeting on Friday.
Right. So we should expect to have that charter approved.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's something.
Yep. And so, you know, what was the problem is that the NRO, acting as ASO, finally decided they wanted to join after some board pressure. So the working group now has two members of the NRO as well, Paul Wilson and Adiel.
Good.
So it's now a full breath ICANN working group.
Excellent. Okay. Any questions on the Geographic Regions Working Group? Cool. 3.5 is the Delegation and Redelegation Working Group, and basically all we have really to do with that is to get approval of the charter, which has been sent out, and everybody should have a copy of. Gabby's email was sent out on
Friday.
Saturday for me, Friday for, yes. So, anybody got any questions on the charter? Don't worry about punctuation and any typos. We'll sort those out. But any questions or comments on the substance of the charter? No? Okay. Bart and I have talked about the timing and the topic dates for Sol and stuff like that, and we think it's doable. So that's good. But where are we with actually, if we once we approve this, what happens next?
The next step would be to call for volunteers.
Call for volunteers, yeah.
Yeah,
I have a sneaking suspicion we might have quite a large number of volunteers for this.
Yeah. So maybe if we send it out and if we say what would be nice if the if we send out the call for volunteers this week and have the council appoint the working group at its meeting in Sydney.
Okay.
It's short notice, I know, but in
I
that
don't think
way,
you'll have
we
a problem.
Can get started right after the Sydney meeting.
Okay. Can we pass the one step at a time? Can we pass the resolution to approve the charter, as I said, subject to any typos and grammatical stuff?
Youngham here?
Yes, Youngham.
And just clarification.
Yes.
So the scope of the working group.
Yeah.
Is only to advise whether to launch JPDB to recommend changes to the current policy.
Yes, it is. But let's be clear here. The scope, the working group's job, is to spend as much time as it needs examining the current situation, policy, RFCs, whatever, in respect to delegation, redelegation, and retirement of CCTLDs, and to provide a report, a paper on any issues that it thinks are relevant or matters of concern, and then say whether it and possible solutions, and then say whether it thinks a PDP is necessary. So it is going to be looking specifically at issues of delegation, redelegation, and so on. So, for example, and I'm just literally picking this out of the air. For example, it might say, no one has the foggiest idea what the local, what quote, local internet community, unquote, means, and that's a problem. It might, yeah. That's the sort of level that we're expecting it to get to, but it's not, it's the idea is to simply provide a sort of overview. If you remember, Youngham, when we started doing the IDN stuff, There was a working group that just came up with sort of like a list of questions. That's basically what this is about. Same thing. Okay. So, does anyone have any problem? Sorry, Anna.
No, that was me.
Oh, sorry, Dottie.
Can you say that there's a cohesive policy in existence right now?
No.
Well,
I could say it. Say it right now, but it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, so what we do is collect all the little here's and there's, this isn't that, that are even related to it.
Yeah. And look, bluntly, one of the reasons why we're doing it this way as a starting point with a small working group rather than a PDP is because a PDP is an unstoppable beast.
Mm-hmm.
Small working group can actually just come back and say, you know what, it's all too hard.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that'll happen, but we don't know until someone actually collates everything together and says, this is the current situation and we don't want to go down this road. We just don't know. So the idea is to go baby steps, one step at a time.
Yeah, well, there is a number of cases to study because domains, TLDs have been delegated and redelegated in the recent past.
Yep. I mean, that's right, Patricia. I think it's not as if there isn't activity out there, and it's not as if things, you know, there is supposedly a policy that is followed, but most of us are relatively unclear what some of the things mean. It's actually a perfect policy because it means all things to all people. But we do need to at least make an attempt to look at it and see if it's worthy of a policy development process. Scary though that may be. So, can we agree, pass a resolution to approve the charter? Does anybody object to that? Good. Gabby, that if you can just note that the resolution, whatever number that resolution is, that the charter's approved.
Does this need any nominations then for convents?
Probably. You're such a stickler for detail.
Did she say nomination or...
Somebody needs to propose and somebody needs to...
Sorry, proposal.
Naughty.
Ziga second, Ziga.
Who was that?
Ziga.
Cool. Do we have a proposal? So you're seconding, Vicar, are you?
Yeah, I had somebody propose.
I think you just proposed. Okay, good. Well, there's no denial, therefore it happened.
So Dotty was the proposing for a part in Vika the seconding.
Correct. And it was agreed.
Okay.
Magnificent. Now, Bart, do you want to put out a call for volunteers immediately?
We do it this week. Let Gabby do it.
I think that's whoever, but yes, I think that's a very sensible. Yeah. If we could actually get it set up in where will it be? Sydney.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. So let's do that. Let's put out a call, Gabby. If we can put out a call this week.
Yes. Who is it going to?
I don't.
Is that just for CCNSO members?
No, send it to the community list as well.
Yeah.
Members, council, and community.
Yeah, as per the charter, it was open to representatives of managers, not just members.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I can think of at least 5 people on the community list who will put their hand up.
Indeed.
3 of whom would be Nigel.
Gabby, let's figure that out either later today or I'll give you a call tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Good. Okay, that's that item. Let's move on to 3.6, which is the meeting program working group. This is just needs a formal approval based on the changes that were made following our last call to just basically beef it up a bit. Unless anyone has any questions or problems with it, we can probably just move on to approve it. Any questions? Is Andre on the call?
Yeah, yes. I'm on the call.
Hello.
Hello.
You're okay with it as it's currently written, Andre?
Yeah, of course.
Excellent. Can I ask you to propose it then?
Of course, yeah. I'm a...
Excellent. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Leslie. Does anyone have any objection to the charter? Cool. Done. Can I just say that I just want to acknowledge the work done by Gabby and those on the program working group who've contributed so far to make the agenda for this meeting in Sydney, which I think is shaping up to be probably one of the most interesting and diverse agendas that we've had in a very long time. So thank you very much, those of you who are involved in that. It's fantastic. I'm actually looking forward to being at most of the sessions, so that's good. Next is 4. Closure of the CCNSO GAC IDM working group. This is just a formality, isn't it, Gabby?
Yes.
We have this working group doesn't need to exist anymore. So.
Well, it's not doing any work anymore. I think you just wanted to leave it on in case you would need it again, but I don't think you will. So
I think we can just formally agree to close it. I think if no one objects, we'll. This was the working group that was jointly working with the GAC and various people from the GNSO and the ALAC. We've kind of moved on now because we don't have a working group on the implementation of the fast track, and we do have a new working group one in respect to the policy development process. So I think we can kick this one into touch, to use a football expression.
I've got cricket, Chris.
No, you don't kick a cricket ball into touch. Just because the Netherlands managed to beat England in the 2020 game, don't pretend you know anything about
it. And just with 6,000 people playing it.
Into touch, you'll break your foot. Can we agree, or does anyone object if we formally close the working group? Done. Gabby, you need to send a note to that list, assuming it still exists.
Okay, do we need a proposer and seconder for this as well?
Do we really?
Oh, well, it's just a resolution,
yeah,
or...
Yes, okay. Picky. Can I have a proposer for closing the working group, please? Someone.
I will propose.
Thank you, Youngham.
Vega second.
Thank you, Vega.
And we need to inform Yanis.
Yes, well, I was about to say, if Gabby would be kind enough to send a note out to the list to say that we formally close the working group and thank everybody for their participation, that would be fantastic. Good. Before we move on to the liaison updates, Bart, can you just give us a quick update, as we're on working groups, can you just give us a quick update on where we are with the first policy development process working group?
The first policy, the working group list has been made active. I need to send out the charter to that working group, plus the list of those who are on that working group list, and I'm preparing a first topic paper to be discussed in Sydney. But that's where we are.
Okay, so are we intending to... So what we're intending to do is... Is the topic paper going to be discussed in the meeting? It's not, is it?
No, not really. It's good to send the waters.
So are we going to try and have a working group meeting in Sydney?
Yes. We scheduled
on Sunday?
I don't know about... I have to check which date, but I've... say for 2 days, but I think we just need one.
Yes, but that would be on a Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah, I need to check, but I think it is.
Check with me, because I've got a couple of meetings already lined up on Sunday.
So. Yeah.
Excellent.
And Bart, let me know if I need to arrange a room.
Yeah, I think we have one.
I thought Bart had organised that.
I see.
Maybe not. Good. All right.
But that's
thank you, Bart. That brings us to liaison updates.
Hi, Antron here.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I understand there have been not any updates for quite some time, so the updates may be long, but I'll try to keep it short, right?
You make it whatever you need to make it to update us.
Okay, right. A few PDP in process, one of which is the inter-registrar transfer policy. Looking at potential change of registration emails between registrars and new forms of electronic authentication for verification of transfer requests. And
yep.
They are asking the ICANN staff to see if the IRIS, stands for Internet Registry Information Service, could be a viable option, a viable protocol to use for exchange of information. Okay. Other transfer issues identified would include things like urgent return of a domain name in case of hijacking.
Yeah.
Undoing of inappropriate transfers, the disputes between the registrant as well as the appointed admin contact, as well as look at provisions for change of registrant when there's a change of registrar, because this is a potential loophole for domain hijacking. The next item would be the amendments to the registrar accreditation agreement, and the council has resolved that they will draft a registration rights charter and to further identify if there's any other amendments needed to the RAA. For another PDP is actually the post-expiration of domain names and the recovery issues. ELEC has alleged that the current measures for recovering an expired domain name is not really that effective, and consequences of losing a domain name is actually very high. Other than financial, there's also reputation. So they're looking at whether or not a PDP is needed to address all these issues on recovery of expired domain names.
And when are they like? When is there likely to be a report to the GNSO Council on that? Do you know?
Right now, they're just starting on to kickstart the PDP process. So I guess once the charter is drafted, you get some deadline.
Yeah.
Okay. I think recently the GAC released a position paper on job acronyms, so I guess a response was drafted and it was released on 15th of May last month.
Sorry, just say that again.
GAC has released a position paper on geographical names.
Geographical names, right? Yeah.
Yes, so the GNSO Council has drafted a response and it was released on the website on 15th of May 2009.
Okay. This is, you mean in respect to new GTLDs?
Yes.
Okay.
For the request from CCNSO on the PDP working group for the IDN, PDP process, I think Ogla, Kavili, and Edmund has been appointed as the two representatives. Right.
Yep.
Okay. They are looking also at GNSO bylaw revisions. Right now, they're just looking at the issues, collecting it, eliminating and closing certain issues, and for a final list, they will be submitted by the council to the ICANN board for approval.
And
lastly, Philip, there's a lunch in Sydney.
Very importantly, lunch, yes.
Yes, working lunch on the 22nd of June, which is a Monday. I guess it is one of the first few days of the meeting.
Yeah.
We have 11:45 to 1 p.m. in Level 2, Room 56. Agenda?
So it's a very early lunch then.
You're not sure? Oh, well, a bit short to 1 hour 15 minutes. Okay.
One of the things that we haven't done, which we agreed to do in Mexico, and Avery and I have simply not got around to it, is that we agreed that we would set up a small liaison group to talk about, to monitor the timing of the release of IDN CCTLDs and the release of new GTLDs if there was likely to be a fight because one of them was going to go sooner than the other. So that's something which Avery and I need to try and sort out before we actually get into Sydney so that we can at least have a small group of people getting together to talk about that, because it's now official that new GTLDs are not going to be at least until Q1, quarter one of 2010. And the board has asked, the ICANN board has asked the staff and us, I suppose, to finalise the IDN CCTLD implementation plan by Seoul. So it's looking likely that there is going to be a disconnect in timing. So I just wanted to flag that we need to get that little joint committee together.
So they're talking about quarter one 2010 calendar year or not fiscal year?
No, calendar year.
Right.
Which would basically mean, Dottie, that all things being equal, the earliest you'd expect sign-off on new GTLDs would sign off on the process would be March in Kenya, and then there's, I think, unless it's changed, there's like a 40-day window within which people can get their act together to make their applications, and then there's an application period and so on. So it's a fairly
lengthy
process. Okay, yeah, it's going to be an ICANN meeting in March 2010 is in Nairobi.
All right.
So it looks like there is likely to be a disconnect, although there are still a number of issues on the IDN CCTLD front that need to be sorted out,
mm-hmm.
not least of which is the current discussion paper on the number of characters. I was in Beijing last week for a CNNIC domain name conference, and they are very concerned, it would be fair to say, about the fact that the current discussion is to prevent IDN, well, prevent any GTLD being less than three characters, fewer than three characters, which effectively means that character being defined as two Chinese symbols, two Arabic letters, which would effectively mean that China, for example, couldn't have .shop or .web or all sorts of things as a GTLD. And that battle is yet to be fought and may end up, in fact, slowing things down a bit, but that's where we are.
Mm.
Any other points or questions on the GNSO issues?
Just one last point. I think the...
Yeah, sorry.
For the working lunch, they'll be discussing the issue on inserting names into the route. So from now till then, we can give that issue and the agenda some thought.
Sorry, we're going to... Abri wants to discuss what?
The agenda would be the issue of inserting names into the route following the IDN fast track and new GTLD process. Just to prepare.
Much the same as we talked about last time, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris, Sophie, are we doing anything jointly between the CCNSO Council and the GNSO Council this time?
Lots of things in the bar, Leslie, I should imagine. But we have
nothing scheduled.
That was what we were just talking about. We have a lunch with them. What time is it? 11:45.
Ah, got you. Sorry, I thought. Right.
No, that's on the Monday.
Okay.
On the Monday at 11:45. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And is it Han? Do I call you Han Chuan or just Han or just Chuan or?
My last name will be Lee, and my first name will be Han Chuan.
Han Chuan. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's complicated for idiots, Western idiots like me, who don't understand how this stuff works.
No worries.
Han Chuan, thank you.
It's actually both Han and Chuan could be a word, you know, in Chinese.
Jiang, you are just being difficult now.
Meaningful word.
You're just being difficult now because he would be two symbols, right?
Yeah. It's more like a middle name than a last name.
Did I describe correctly the difficulties with two symbols rather than three? I did, right? You guys need to be able to have two symbols. In fact, one symbol as well, presumably. But in China, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought. Good. Thank you very much, Han Chuan. Ron, can you take us into the ALAC, the world of the ALAC?
The world of the ALAC. All right. This is the first opportunity, really, to be able to do this. I did report once some many sessions ago, but at the meetings, the ICANN meetings, always very little time. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity here. A little bit of background. I don't know whether everybody is fully aware of what's happened with ALAC, but if I can give a little bit of background, ALAC serves in an advisory role to ICANN. It's responsible for considering and providing advice on the activities of ICANN as they relate to the interests of individual users. That's the at-large community, and there's quite a lot of them. It's responsible for overseeing the forming of five regional at-large organizations, one from each of the ICANN regions, that have been self-organized by existing or newly formed at-large structures. These regional at-large organizations, the RELOs, through the ALSs, manage the outreach and public involvement and are the main forum and coordination point in each region for public input to ICANN. There are 15 ALAC committee members. Five are appointed by the NOMCOM, and 10, two from each region, are elected by the RELOs. Over the past 3 years, ALAC has become the primary medium through which ICANN-related information is disseminated to and feedback collected from RELOs and member ALSs. That's the at-large structure. The at-large community is, by its very nature, the largest ICANN constituency, and the task of providing meaningful participation in the mandated bottom-up organization is an enormous undertaking. Some have said it's impossible. However, under the chairmanship of Cheryl Langdon-Orr, the ALAC is making very positive headway. In addition to the five RELOs, there are now 116 certified ALSs with thousands of individual members. At the ALAC summit held before and during the ICANN meeting in Mexico City, all regional at-large organisations were represented, along with representatives from 88 of the ALSs. In its role as a disseminator of ICANN-related information to the at-large community, ALAC now has non-voting liaisons to 7 support organisations and committees, including the ICANN board, GNSO and CCNSO. The CCNSO liaison is Rudy Bantinick. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Ron.
Rudy. Rudy is president of the Belgian chapter of ISOC, and Rudy also serves on the board of the European Rally, Eurella. The ALAC agenda in the Sydney ICANN meeting includes 14 meetings in 6 days, and I will attend as many of those as possible. There are some conflicts, of course, especially with the CCTLD meetings. I also attend monthly teleconference meetings and receive over 1,500 emails each year through the at-large internal list. Apart from dealing with new ALS applications, recent ALAC activity includes work on the ADP, the main tasting issues, couriers, IDN, IPv6, RAA, and the new GTLD creation issues. ALAC was the first to publish reports of last week's congressional hearings on ICANN and the expiration of the JPA in September of this year. For those of you who have not read the transcripts, very briefly, the hearings consisted essentially of ICANN reporting that it's met all the requirements of the JPA and should no longer be under the direct supervision of the DOC, while 4 large American corporations stated that ICANN should remain under DOC supervision. And GoDaddy, noting that it's the largest registrar in the world, stated that ICANN was essentially valueless and that the registry should be managed, that the registry should manage the internet namespace. With that kind of capture attempt and monopoly control risk and, you know, the absolute Americanization of control, ALAC should be given every opportunity to be an important representative in our affairs. I haven't gone into lots of detail because there's just so much of it and I don't know how much time I have.
Thank you, Ron. Any questions? Or comments?
What is the major thing we should be concerned about?
The number of acronyms.
The major thing. Yes. Yes. We being CCNSO?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know that you should be concerned about ALAC. I would very much like to see, and along with Rudy's help, more support of ALAC by the CCNSO. Many years ago, I think it was, I remember writing to Chris and saying that I felt that the CCNSOs were the probably the best possible way of linking the at-large community to ICANN and ICANN issues, and I don't know that CCNSO does that in any real way, and I stand to be corrected if there are CCs that do play that role. ALAC really needs representation. We only have 88 ALSs at the moment. We need many, many more in many more countries. And CCNSO could, I believe, help in that respect, or maybe even form their own ALSs, or form groups that would become an ALS. And I hope to meet with Rudy, perhaps, in Sydney and discuss this and see if we can't move in that direction.
So, thanks, Ron. Historically, and we've talked about this many times, historically the challenge has been that the response of some, not all, but some, in the CC community to the at-large structures has been that, well, of course, we do all of that in our own country anyway, and that's, you know, we liaise with our at-large people in Australia, etc., etc., and therefore, you know, a voice outside of that isn't necessary. I suspect we may be at least some way past that now. I hope we are, although I also suspect there will be some who will continue to run that argument. But I do think that we should certainly be trying to find ways of working more closely if we can. And that was kind of what you were asking, I think, Dottie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Any other comments or questions from anybody? Excellent. Thank you, Ron. Are you going to be in Sydney?
Yes, I am.
Great. Excellent. We have one other item or two other resolutions to finalise before we go, which are the thank you to Demi and the welcome to Michael. Has everyone had a chance to have a look at those?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, does anyone have a problem with any of them or have any suggestions or changes or amendments to be made? Excellent.
The only thing I think is that the thank you to Demi should be a little longer, a little more. What's the right word?
If you think
elaborate. He's always been there.
That's very true.
So he deserves more than a couple of sentences.
I'm more than willing.
Maybe something he could put in a frame.
A picture of you?
No.
Well, then maybe we could do a printed certificate of thanks or something.
Yeah, that would be nice, I think.
Okay.
Something he can put on a shelf or a wall.
Yes, all right.
And poor Gabby doesn't have any time to do that, right?
Gabby will find time to do that. It would be great to present him with something in Sydney if we could.
Yeah. I think it would be very nice.
I don't want to give the impression that I rushed this at the last minute. I didn't actually rush it at the last minute. I did think about it for quite some considerable time, and my experience has been that often less is more. But I'm more than happy, if anyone has any suggestions, I'm more than happy to additionally eulogize Demi.
Well, that sounds like he's dead.
No, the word eulogy is not confined simply to those who have expired.
Oh, okay.
It can be used for the living as well as the deceased.
Chris, maybe use it because I think Demi will be in Sydney. Use the CCNSO meeting to make it more powerful.
Absolutely. All right.
So this is the formal resolution of the council, but use the opportunity at the CCNSO meeting
I think actually that's a very valid point. I mean, if he is going to be there, then we should do it in person.
Right. Yeah.
We should get him along to the council meeting at whatever time that is on the some obscure hour of Wednesday afternoon and actually do it in person.
Yeah.
That would be excellent. Can you find out if he's going to be there?
Yep.
Fine.
Check.
Marvellous. Well, in that case, let's adjourn those matters to the meeting in Sydney, which is a mere 12 days away, somewhat surprisingly.
Could you just do one thing real quick? What's the weather like there?
It's winter, but that's Australian winter, which is not quite the same thing. While I'm talking about something else, Dottie, I will get the weather forecast up on my computer.
Okay.
Dottie, there's a thing called the internet,
There's
a thing called weather.com.
No, it doesn't tell me what ladies wear.
It tells you the weather.
So you need to pack a coat or a cardigan, does it?
Is it coat weather?
Look, it's really hard to answer that question. It can get quite windy at this time of the year. But then it's a CCNSO meeting, so wind is not even optional, it's required.
So are you saying a smart person would bring a coat?
I'm saying a smart person would bring layers.
Okay.
Currently, it's 11 o'clock at night. It is 11 degrees centigrade I'll give you that in American money. hang on. Apparently the Fahrenheit is temporarily unavailable. Currently it's 11 degrees centigrade in Sydney, and it feels like 11 degrees. 52 degrees. It's 52 degrees right now, Dottie.
Okay.
At 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night.
The doctor, you might need a coat, but I won't. You see, this is the variation.
Exactly. I mean, how am I supposed to win this?
Duffy, for anyone like us that's lived our lives in the tropics, everywhere is cold.
Duffy, it's going to look like being around about 50 degrees most days.
Okay.
Sunny, cloudy, rainy, all four in one day, God knows.
Okay.
If you're going to go out anywhere, bring a raincoat.
Okay.
That's the answer. And layers, lots of layers.
Thank
but it's
you
not
very
cold,
much.
Cold. You won't need thermals. Can I just get one more thing done before we go, which is to make sure that all of those of you who are going to be in Sydney have already told Gabby about how many people you want to bring to the CCNSO dinner. I can highly recommend it. It's going to be a hoot. We're going to have a ball. So it's on the Tuesday night, and it's all laid on, and everything's going to be fantastic. I promise it won't be outside. It won't be cold. It won't be windy. Everything will be great.
Is it dressy?
Is it dressy? Oh, no, my God, now. Another question. I don't know, Dottie. You can wear the green or the red. I don't care. Whichever. I've been married enough times to know that you never say which one to wear. You always say you look beautiful in both of those. It's your choice. Anything else before we go?
What is
I have two
phone
things, Chris.
Yes.
Chris, first of all, yes. I was going to remind you to remind all the councillors to read the IDM TOD implementation paper so that everyone knows what's in there.
Well done. Well remembered. So can everybody please remember to read the IDN paper so that when we discuss it in Sydney, everyone's read them? Yes, Kevin.
These are the one that I can post, the compiled papers on the implementation.
How easy would it be for you to send out a note to the council within the next couple of days listing all the documents that should be read before we get to Sydney?
So I can do that.
Excellent. Could you? That would be brilliant. I mean, obviously, that's only as of today or tomorrow. There may be later ones, but as of right now, we have sessions on the following things. Please make sure you read.
Okay, and the second thing is to fill in the profile page thingy that I've been asking you to do. Thanks to those of you who already have, but I still need many, many more.
I'm still trying to decide whether I look better from my left profile or my right profile. When I figure that out, I will send in the details. Anything from anyone else?
No.
Sorry? Is that you, Paolo?
Yeah, someone knocking on my door. It's okay.
Oh, cool. Say hi from us. Okay, thanks, everybody. If that's it, that's it. Brilliant. I'm going to see you all, I hope. Is everyone's coming to Sydney?
Yes, indeed.
We'll be there, Chris. We'll be right here.
See you all in Sydney. Take care, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.